Well, there it is, probably one of the more familiar sounds that came out of a generation of music, the final chord from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, an album that is probably one of the most important pieces of musicology that came out of an entire generation of music. I cannot think to this day of any album. Well, I can think of several albums that I put in that class. Certainly the best of Nat Cole would be one of them, and a couple of Lou Reed albums here and there. But Sgt. Pepper, in so many ways, and the Eagles, of course, the album that had had about four hits on it. I can't remember. One of These Nights, I think it was called. A great album, too. But that chord has resonated in the hearts and minds of an entire generation for two or three generations, and will go on to live way, way past all of us. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I know it's a piano chord. I'm not familiar with the key or what particular kind of piano or how many octaves or how many hands they're using on the chord. But we all know that we heard that chord that summer so many times, listened to the whole thing. It must go on for a minute or so. I've never timed it. I just listen to it, and it conjures up all kinds of feelings and images of a generation, flowers, flower power, putting a flower in the butt of a gun. You know the images. We've all lived through them, and it conjures up so many feelings in our hearts and our minds. The final chord of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from the Beatles. Music.